Uh-oh, Rob, do you hear that music?
I sure do, Chris.
You know what that music means? Is it time for... Seen any good movies lately with our movie critic, Scott? It sure is. If you've never tuned into this portion of the program before, we do movie reviews, and we have our very own movie critic here at WAIF, and that would be Scott Barlow. And Scott Barlow is not calling us on the phone tonight. He's actually sitting in here in the studio in the Hee House right next to us. So, Scott, welcome to tonight's edition of Have You Seen Any Good Movies Lately?
Sup?
Hey, I got a question I want to ask you, Scott.
Yeah, what is it?
Hey, have you seen any good movies lately?
Actually, I have, Chris.
What would those be?
I saw Lost Highway, the new David Lynch film, and I was very impressed.
Well, David Lynch, you know, he's kind of a creepy director. He directed Eraserhead, which makes no sense at all, and then Blue Velvet, and then that weird TV show that about the Great Northwest that made no sense at all.
Let's not forget Dune.
Oh, yeah, Dune, the science fiction movie with great special effects that made no sense at all. So does Lost Highway make any sense?
I thought it made perfect sense, but it's what artsy film people call anti-structure.
Oh, is it? Is it deconstructed?
No, it's anti-structure.
What's that mean?
It means the filmmaker sets up a normal world in the beginning of the film and then totally blows it to pieces, and it makes no sense.
Really?
But I thought it made perfect sense.
So in a traditional David Lynch style, the movie makes no sense? Except to you, whose mind is addled on psychedelic drugs and...
No, you're the only active drug abuser in this place, pal. All right?
Okay, no, it's just checking.
Blue Velvet was a perfectly understandable movie. He doesn't always make wacko movies, but this is a very bizarre movie that I thought made perfect sense if you really think about it.
Okay, Lost Highway by David Lynch. Have you seen any other good movies lately?
I saw that Howard Stern epic.
It's kind of like a biography. An autobiography. It's a film autobiography of Howard Stern, the great radio talk show host.
It's just sort of a big ego stroke for him, but yeah. But it's enjoyable. It's
and
very
he loves
funny.
His wife, doesn't he?
He does. He doesn't cheat on her.
You know what would have been what would have made that Howard Stern movie better?
What?
If he had walked into the radio station someday with like some sort of I don't know, automatic machine gun and blown away Baba Booey and Stuttering John and Robin and everybody. And like they would have had like a slow motion of the bullet going through the back of Robin's head, and you could see the brains flying on the wall. That would have made that Stern movie better.
You think?
I agree.
That makes all movies better.
Did
just
you see
ask Scott.
Rob, did you see the Howard Stern movie?
No, but I can just tell you that would have made it better. Just ask Scott.
I agree. If they would have crossed it with like Casino or something and made Howard Stern like a gangster.
So the new Howard Stern movie, we're talking to Scott Barlow, the movie critic at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Would the new Howard Stern movie be a good date flick, or should you get drunk and go with the guys?
I think either one would be fine.
Either way. Okay, let's move on, Scott.
I took my honey to see it.
Did she enjoy it?
She liked it very much.
Did you get any after the flip?
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
Did you get any?
What? Yeah. Nah, she's on Crimson Tide.
Well, okay. So, what next?
Randy got Bodie, eh?
Have you seen any other good movies lately, Scott?
On a Crimson Tide. What the hell is that?
Let's move on, shall we?
No, I can't believe
no,
you
No, let's
that.
Forget about it. Let's just forget he said it. Let's just move on, all right?
Speaking of bloody gangster movies, I saw Donnie Brasco.
Oh, was Donnie Brasco any good?
Yes, I was impressed by it, actually. Al Pacino doesn't scream once in it, though, so if you're looking for him to do the Scarface thing or something, you might be disappointed.
Does he kill anyone?
Yes, he kills a couple people.
Good. Then it's a good Pacino movie.
And you see the brains fly all over the place.
He's not some cutesy little blind guy, is he? He's not Michelle Pfeiffer's new boyfriend, is he?
It's not, you know, the scent of a woman, uplifting kind of thing. It's a little bit of a downer. But it's still good filmmaking.
Yes, Chris, there's something wrong with the signal.
Yeah, what's going on with the signal here, you guys? I hear it
just,
going...
Just carry on like a pro.
Okay. Attention, folks at home. The trouble is not in your set.
I also saw Sling Blade.
Oh, did you see the movie Sling Blade, Scott?
Yes.
In case you just tuned in, we're talking to our movie critic, Scott Barlow.
Yeah.
That's your music. Tell us a little bit about Sling Blade, the movie by Billy Bob Thornton and Dwight Yoakam.
Well, everyone's talking about Billy Bob, and he is great. He made another great movie called One False Move that you should go rent if you can. But the real discovery in that movie is, as you named, Dwight Yoakam. I thought he was very impressive because I've only seen him in one other movie, and he only had one line.
Red Rock West. Didn't we talk about this last week, though?
Yes.
You were under the influence of something last week, though.
I'm sorry if I called and screamed at you.
Well, we did that last week. Let's move on.
Okay, I saw Marvin's Room.
Is this all you do with your life is go see damn movies? You ever read a book, go out with your girlfriend, fix a little dinner?
I take my girlfriend to movies.
Anyway, what else did you see there?
I saw Marvin's Room. Hey, you asked me to come and do these movie reviews and call you, and now you're going to criticize me?
I'm just glad I'm not paying for you to get into these movies, or
I'm trying to eat up some of this dead show that you're trying to pump up here, all right? I'm trying to do you a favor.
Marvin's Garden, what's this
Marvin's
all
Room.
Who's Marvin?
Marvin is this old guy, Hume Cronin, who's laying in bed.
It's the Marvin Hamlish story. It's
Who's Marvin Hamlish? Isn't he a singer?
I think he's one of those fags that you mentioned earlier.
So this is a movie about a fag?
De Niro's in it, and he doesn't kill anybody.
And
Meryl Streep's in it, and Leonardo DiCaprio.
Does Meryl Streep show any tit?
No.
Well, who cares? De Niro kills no one. Meryl Streep shows no tit, and it's a movie about a fag. Let's move on. What else have you seen?
It's not about a fag.
Whatever. Let's keep moving on.
I saw Absolute Power. See, it's been a while since...
Absolute Power is that new thriller with Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
Is it any good?
It sucks.
Why does it suck? Clint Eastwood has never sucked before.
It's got the most ludicrous ending I've ever seen in a movie.
Well, let's not discuss that here because it's...
I want to give away the ending. I don't want anyone to go see this movie and be disappointed.
Go ahead. If you don't want to hear how it ends, turn off your radio now. Scott, how does Absolute Power with Clint Eastwood end, and why is it so ridiculous?
It ends with a guy walking into the White House. He walks past security. He walks past the whole staff. He goes back and knocks on the president's door, you know, hey, is the president there? And the president opens the door, and the guy stabs
him. Whoa. The president never answers his own door.
Exactly.
Of course it's a ludicrous
ending. Well, it gets worse. Just hold on.
Okay.
He stabs him with this letter opener. Then he kills the president, and he manages to convince the global press and all the people in the world that the president, in fact, killed himself by stabbing himself in the chest in front of this guy, and everybody, there's no investigation, and everyone just accepts it.
Yeah, right.
See? The movie's ridiculous. Clint has stumbled in
my
estimation.
So are there any upcoming movies that we should be watching for? Scott Barlow, the movie critic of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show? What's coming out in the next few weeks, or maybe in the early part of the summer, that's going to be a huge blockbuster?
I'm waiting for Titanic. That's coming out in the summer.
That's about the boat?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I have a friend who says that he believes in reincarnation, and in a former life, he was the tuba player on the Titanic.
Cool.
Hey, I saw a movie over the weekend. Does anybody care what I saw over the weekend?
I do.
I saw Hudsucker Proxy. It's a new movie.
What'd you think?
I thought it was very enjoyable. I really liked it.
Well, those Coen brothers are always pretty good. They're
that pretty
was
consistent. A really good movie.
That's an old movie, though. You got it on video?
I don't. I turned on TV and
Hudsucker
it was.
Proxy with Paul Newman?
Paul Newman was great. It would have been better, though, if at the very end, instead of Paul Newman going to the loony bin, if Paul Newman would have walked into the Board of Trustees meeting and took a machine gun and gunned down all the board of directors, and there would have been like slow motion shots of the brains hitting the back of the wall.
I agree. That would have vastly improved the movie.
No, but I really liked that movie.
Cool.
Hudsucker Proxy.
Joel and Ethan Coen, the same people that did Fargo.
I don't know anything about Fargo.
Hey, you know, I saw the video of Fargo the other day. I went into one of these fancy schmancy bookstores where they also sell movies. And
it's JOM.
You can now buy the video cassette of Fargo, and you can get with it one of those things that you shake up when it snows.
I saw that.
And it's got the police car and a dead bloody body and the cop standing there, and you shake it up when it snows on a dead body.
What a waste. It's a waste.
I think it's kind of cute.
They got a letterbox version, which I'd like to buy.
Oh.
But with it, you got to get that stupid little toy. It's ridiculous.
That toy will be worth a lot of money someday. You should get
it. You can sell that toy for $1,000 in the year 2012.
Well, then maybe you ought to pick it up.
Maybe you ought to pick it up. You're the movie expert.
No, maybe you ought to pick it up.
I don't care myself. I mean, it's a good movie, but I never go see a movie more than
once. You want to hear what else I saw?
Yeah, I do.
I saw Vegas Vacation. Big letdown.
Well, Chevy Chase, what else did you expect? Why'd you go that?
How can that be a letdown?
Oh, hey, wait.
Wait a minute.
We need a little movie for this next question.
That implies that you had some sort of expectations about it.
Hey, the first one was funny.
Scott Barlow, you're the music critic of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, and last week you called us and told us that this week you would be reporting on Booty Call.
It was incredible. It was unbelievable.
Did you see Booty Call?
It was amazing.
It's
all about, hey, you know, you gotta use a rubber, man. You gotta do it.
You didn't see it.
You can't go bareback, man. You can't do it,
man.
You gotta use a rubber, man.
Booty Call.
You didn't see it.
Hey, I saw it, man. I saw it. It was kicking. It was slamming. It was fat, fresh, fly, whack, dope. It was crazy whack fresh.
Oh, man, that sounds like a good movie. Is Booty Call a date movie, or should you get drunk?
Oh, it's a date movie. It's a date movie, baby. Bring your honey.
All right. Well, is that all the movie reviews for this week?
I'll sum up real quick. I saw Deadly Ground with Ice Cube, and it was terrible. It was awful.
It wasn't as good as that movie made with Ice-T a few years back.
Trespass?
Trespass.
That's an outstanding movie, but Deadly Ground with Ice Cube.
Nobody remembers Trespass. Ice Cube and Ice-T against a couple of white hillbilly boys.
Why do you say Ice Cube like that?
Because that's the way he says it. You know, the cube. Ice Cube. The original B.I.G. Oh, no, it's a Notorious B.I.G. Sorry.
Okay. Mm. I messed that original, up. The original, I don't know, some kind of...
Well, we're talking to Scott Barlow, the movie critic of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk. You're getting a few thumbs ups and a few thumbs downs on some recent releases. If you're thinking about going to the movies, we're the people you should check with first.
That's true.
Yeah. Anything else?
Video pick, Breaker Morant. Go rent it.
Breaker Morant, what's that about?
It's a true story about two officers in the Australian Armed Forces who get arrested for killing a priest. And then it's a sort of courtroom drama, but it's excellent. Ooh. It's outstanding.
Saturday night, this band will be playing up at Top Cats in the heart of Clifton. This is Space.